Now, I want to ask you what, obviously you have a long relationship with St. James, and you know, what does the church, what does it mean to you in terms of your history, your past, and you know, what does it mean to you now?
St. James, because I can't really remember when I didn't really go to St. James, because it's such a long time now, and St. James, I try never to make it a habit that I go on a Sunday, because that's what I do on a Sunday. I always hope that I go to worship on a Sunday. And I suppose, yes, I do go to meet my friends at St. James in that. And I'm so privileged that we've got such a different congregation. We've got an ethnic congregation. We've got a congregation from Africa, from Kenya. We've got a congregation. Recently we've had a lady, and she did some training with us, and she was from Czechoslovakia, Esther, and it was wonderful to hear how she worships in Czechoslovakia and how she worships here now. And she's at Redcliffe College at the moment. We've had lots of students from Redcliffe over the years since they've been in the area, so we've been so privileged to know so many people and to know so many different vicars and their families and that. And there's quite a few that I still keep in touch with. In fact, next week we've got some friends coming from Ilkeston in Derbyshire, and he was, now I'm trying to think, when would he have been at St. James? It would have been the early 80s. Alan would have been at St. James probably. So, and then he moved to, he was Church Army then, this friend Alan, and then because they had a young family, Church Army pay was very poor, so he decided to become a vicar. And because he'd done all his training with Church Army, he became a vicar in less than a year, because he was able to do all the training and that. So he was curate at Long Levens for a long time, and then he became the vicar of the Isle of Man. He went to Douglas in the Isle of Man and became vicar, and he was there for a while, and then he came back to Derbyshire, and he was a vicar of several churches. It was a team ministry in Derbyshire, but sadly he became poorly when he was there, so he could only do part time. But now they've actually retired and they've moved to Ilkeston. So, and next week this vicar and his wife are coming to see us, and every now and again I get a phone call, or if they go somewhere I get a postcard to tell me where they are. And I do try to keep in touch with several of the vicars that we've had, because it's good to know their news and for them to know our news as well. So yes, and for a long, long time we had a church magazine, and I used to be the person that posted out all the magazines to people that no longer came to St. James but still wanted to know what was going on and to be in touch with folk from St. James. So when we had a magazine, that was what I did, and I still miss the magazine even now. It's a shame we haven't got anybody to do it, so never mind.